We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing new in the last hour on any of today's pressing information.
What you're trying to say is no one has turned down the Mets in the last hour.
No.
That's good news.
But there is a report out there on Twitter that Joe Flacco is showing the same urgency in driving up the turnpike and joining the Jets as he does in the pocket on Sundays. So
that's actually pretty funny.
The haters are already out. And by the way, did you see yesterday the guy that invented Gatorade died yesterday?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah, he's the guy that named it, too. Came up with the name because he was working for the University of Florida at the time.
Right.
So, he passed away yesterday.
Well, my condolences to the Gatorade family.
But, you know, it's funny. He's another one of those inventors. I don't think he ever profited because he invented it while he was working for a lab.
Oh, man,
like,
really?
The guy that invented, I saw this documentary, the guy that invented the USB plug, which has revolutionized the entire computer industry and the power industry, really. You're plugging that in.
Yeah.
He invented it while working for a company and didn't get anything for it.
That sucks, man. You've accomplished something so important in society and you don't even get the monetary benefit.
Like
of
a world changing event.
Yeah.
He invented the USB plug,
record,
whatever you want to call it.
That's not.
And got, I don't even know if he got a bonus for it.
He may not have. He may have got fired. Like, who the hell knows?
Doing his job.
Maybe out of a job
pretty
at
much.
This point.
Yeah, that is crazy. You ever see, remember those, you don't have daughters, so you'd never know this, but back in the day.
Not yet, you never know.
You knock on wood if that's what you guys are going for. There was a guy that used to work for, I guess, Mattel. Mattel owns Barbie.
Right.
And left the company and went and invented, what are those dolls with the big faces? They're like Barbies, but with like big faces. I forget the name of it.
Cabbage Patch Kids.
Not Cabbage Patch Kids, you dummy.
I'm going to Google Barbie with big faces and see.
Yeah, Barbie big. Yeah,
Barbies with big. Whoa. Faces.
Yeah, hold on. No. I mean, that's not what it is, though.
Barbie has a new. No.
No.
There's something called Big Barbie.
No, that's just Fat Barbie, so you don't fat shame fat people. Yeah, no.
I'm the dummy. We don't know what we're talking about.
No, we know what we're talking about.
I have no idea what we're talking about.
When I tell you the name, you have boys, you wouldn't know, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe that's why you're not being helpful here.
Big head dolls?
You have a girl, you have no idea what you're talking about.
Fair enough. I know what I'm trying to get to. I'm just having a tough time getting there. God dang it.
It's not called Big Head?
It's not called Big Head.
No, there's a real company
that's
called
known
Big
as the
Head.
Michael K. doll. Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
There's like a big.
Yeah.
There's a Big Barbie.
There's a. God dang it.
Just say it.
Worked for Barbie. Started.
I'm telling you, there's a real company called Big Head Barbie.
I know,
there's a
but
website.
That's not what it is.
I'm just saying.
Someone on Twitter is going to help me with this very quickly. Anyway. The guy came up with the concept for it while he was working for Barbie. So they basically shut him down. He was a $1 billion doll company.
Huh.
And they shut him down.
Wow.
That's a bad ending to what could have been a really great story.
Yeah.
Bratz dolls. Thank you, Vinny Chase.
Bratz
my man.
Dolls?
Yeah, they're like hot dolls with hot big faces.
Let me see.
They're like the slut Barbies. Yeah. Look them up. Bratz dolls.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So the guy got sued because he invented it while he was working for Barbie. And they were like, we own all your intellectual property.
They've got Cameron, Sasha, Jade, and
sluts.
Yasmin.
Total sluts,
and
by the
Chloe.
Way.
Chloe.
All of them. Yeah. They were like the girls that, you know, I'll meet you behind friendlies at 12. That kind of girl. Yeah, back in the day, right. Anyway, so That was my bad story. Sorry about that. Some, they're not all gems. Some, there's a clunker in there every once in a while. Here's Bobby in Staten Island. Bobby, how are you?
Hey, I'm the crank. First time call. I love the show.
My man, thank you.
Got two quick questions. One for Evan, if the because I'm weird. I'm a Miami Heat fan.
Sure.
If the Heat come into the Barclays Center tonight and spank the Nets, how mad would you be, or would you not be too concerned?
No, you know, here's the deal, Bobby. I'm a diehard fan, so I take every loss tough, so I'll be annoyed. Plus, and I mean this truly, I think your team is a major force. Like, I look at the Heat and the Bucks as two of the teams high on my list that I'm probably going to have to get through in April and May and early June. So I look at your team as a force. Bam Adebayo gives me nightmares, but I'm going to give you the honest truth. I'll be upset. I'll be bothered. And then I'll just remind myself it's so early in the regular season. Just take a deep breath. That's how I'll act.
Right. Thank you, Ed. And then my second question. The New York Yankees used to have a single-A affiliate called Staten Island Yankees.
Yep.
They were thinking about changing their name to the Pizza Rats. I wanted your opinion on that.
Well, I can tell you that there's actually going to be a big announcement tomorrow, if not tonight, regarding the Staten Island franchise.
What's going to happen?
I'm not allowed to say.
You just told us there's going to be a big announcement.
There's going to be a big announcement, I believe, if not tonight, tomorrow.
My educated guess, because I have no inside information.
Well, don't guess, because I'm not going to tell you right or wrong.
I'm guessing for the audience.
Yeah, but if you're going to guess, I'm not going to confirm it or deny it.
So you don't want me to guess?
I mean, if you want to guess, go ahead and guess.
I think they're going to announce an affiliation with an independent league and have a Staten Island baseball team. That would be my guess.
I will tell you this.
Is that
there
close?
There is going to be a baseball team playing in Staten Island.
Yeah, it's
going to
be independent. Maybe the Atlantic League?
There's going to be a baseball team. They have already picked a general manager and a executive vice president of baseball operations, unlike the New York Mets. All right?
Hold on a second. I'm getting a lot of messages coming my way.
About what?
The guy who invented Gatorade died 14 years ago.
He died yesterday.
I'm looking at it. I'm getting a lot of information.
The guy that named it.
A guy
died
by
yesterday.
The name of Robert Cade.
No, he died yesterday.
Who sparked the industry and, quote, invented Gatorade. Invented Gatorade, died in November of 2007. Your thoughts?
Someone died yesterday that named it Gatorade. But that's neither here nor there for this conversation, Evan.
I'm sorry. Right? You've said so many things that I let go. I'm like, ah, he's probably right. But then there's been so many things where I'm like, right away, I don't think he's right.
Why would you think that?
Because I've gotten numerous messages about the subject.
All right. Listen.
Not going to reveal my sources. I'm just going to say that a few people have reached out.
Yep.
I appreciate it.
Someone died yesterday. All right.
Really?
Someone who drank Gatorade once at some point in his life died yesterday.
Now it turned into that.
Right, someone check on the guy who invented Bratz dolls. Make sure he's okay.
The guy who invented Bratz dolls could be dead too, for all I know.
Yeah,
I have no
who
idea.
Who the hell died yesterday, though? Who are you thinking of? Give me the name and I'll.
I don't know.
Out who
it was on Twitter yesterday. The guy who named Gatorade
the guy
died.
Who named Gatorade?
Yeah.
The guy who said, ooh, you
he was part of the team, though. He was part of, like, the invention team. Like, we need to help our athletes, yo, put sweat back in their bodies. I have an idea. Gatorade. I don't know.
I Google searched the guy who named Gatorade, and what comes up is Robert Cade, the inventor, who died 14 years ago.
Then someone on Twitter's been lying to a lot of people for the last 24 hours, Evan. Typical, you know, scumbag on Twitter making something up and trying to pass it off as factual.
That's right.
Bunch of whores.
You scumbags. Let's blame Twitter.
Yes, blame.
It's all Twitter's fault.
You think I made it up?
No, I don't know what you did. I wish I could get into that head try to figure it out.
There's going to be a baseball team in Staten Island. I can tell you that as a fact. They have hired their new GM and president or vice president, and the name is going to be announced on November 10th.
Will it be the Pizza Rats?
Do you want me to just give you an answer on that?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I'm texting with someone.
Is it the Atlantic League? Am I right about that?
All right, hold on. I'll ask that too.
Oh, you don't actually know the answers.
I know the general manager of the team.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cody Decker?
Not Cody Decker, no.
The Mets got a general manager. The Mets can't get a general manager, but the Staten Island Pizza Rats are fine.
Oh, we don't know if it's Pizza Rats yet. I'm trying to get a confirmation on that now, all right? I don't know if that's a good name or a bad name. Like, you know, Anything with the name rat in it in New York seems like something you want to avoid, I would think, right?
Pizza rats.
Anyway, November 10th, the team name will be announced. And it's an interesting group of owners, too. Interesting group of men that own the team.
Who?
That are, I'm not telling you.
You can't even tell us who bought the team?
I can tell. I guess I can tell you one guy.
Let me guess. The guy, the king of Staten Island.
Pete Davidson?
No, not Pete Davidson. No. The other guy.
Oh, my guy, Borough President?
Your guy, the Borough
Jimmy
President.
Jimmy Otto?
Jimmy Otto.
Jimmy Otto don't own it.
He does not own it.
No. Dude, he's a public servant. Jimmy Otto doesn't make any money.
That's true.
Yeah. No, not Jimmy Otto. No.
What other highfalutin friends do you have? Hold on. Governor Christie. Did he buy the team?
The name will not be Pizza Rats.
Oh, will not be. You've
Governor
confirmed
Christie
it?
Does not own any part of it, and it will be in the Atlantic League.
So I was right about that.
So there you go.
Look at that.
All right. I'm not at liberty to say anything else.
It's amazing. My guesses are better than what you think are facts.
All right.
I'm
so there you
myself.
Go. So there will be baseball in Staten Island. It'll be in the Atlantic League. They're putting millions of dollars into refurbishing the stadium.
That's the league with the Long Island Ducks, so they'll become fierce rivals.
There you go. I can tell you one of the owners, I guess. I don't know if it's my place to tell you or not,
just tell us now.
John Katsimatidis.
Oh, I know him.
He's going
to
be one of the investors and owners of the team.
Nice.
He's the Gristides heir. So there you go.
So what are they going to name him?
November 10th.
But not the Pizza Rats.
It'll not be the Pizza Rats.
And it will
rats.
Not be the Yankees. The Staten Island Yankees are out.
It'll not be the Yankees. What matter of fact, I think they're in a major lawsuit with the Yankees, though.
Oh, they're fighting?
No, like ain't going away kind of lawsuit. Huh. Yeah. So there you go. So if you love, it's a great stadium, by the way. It's beautiful views. It needs to be rehabbed a bit. So they're going to put a bunch of money into it. But there will be baseball in Staten Island
this
again.
This spring or next
that
spring?
That I don't know.
Well, you give me a little bit, and you don't give me the whole thing.
I just happen to know what's going on in New York.
You gave me a crumb, and I want the meal.
There you go. Here's Dave in Long Beach on the fan. Dave, how are you?
Jackie.
Hey.
Yeah, hi guys. Enjoy the show. Nice. I'm here with my grandson, Zach. He did a podcast with Evan right around spring training.
I recall. That's right. We did a little Mets preview podcast, me and Zach. That's right.
Right there with me. He has a couple of thoughts on the Mets GM situation and anything else you might want to talk about. I'm putting him on, okay?
Let me take a vote real quick, Dave. Thomas put you through, so he's going to vote yes. Big Mac, yes or no on hearing a 9-year-old?
Let's go, 9-year-old. Bring him on.
That's two votes for yes. Evan?
How can I say no?
All right, there you go.
We never say no. I did a podcast with him.
All right, so put him on.
Okay, here he is.
I mean, I got to be fair about it.
Like, hi.
Who's this?
Who's this?
Sup.
Sup, man. Who's that? What's your name?
Zach,
how you doing, buddy?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, having a pretty good day, breaking stories, getting everything right, like I typically do, you know. Just except, another day in my world.
Except the Gatorade guy.
Well, listen, do you drink Gatorade?
Yeah.
What color is your favorite color?
Blue.
All right. Do you like the Arctic blue or the other one?
Both of them.
Yeah, I like them too. I'm with you now. Do you sometimes drink blue and orange so you feel like you're associated with the Mets or no?
Tried the ones yet. I probably would like it.
Got it. You know, you're already more entertaining than Big Mac on a Saturday night.
It's a Friday night now, but okay.
Sorry, whatever it is. All right, so you are upset that the Mets can't find a head of baseball operations, or that does not bother you?
They can't find a general manager, and I would like to be the general manager. I don't drive, I don't drink, and I'm not upset. And
sex offender, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's already qualified.
At 9 years old, you've already got a couple things the last two guys didn't have. So I'll certainly give you that. You're a good candidate in that regard, right?
Yeah.
All right. You have any pimples yet?
No.
So you're telling me we can get a pimple-free, non-sex, what do you call it?
General manager/team president?
Non-drunken driver to be our team GM.
We're already ahead of the curve.
Okay, let me ask you a question. How about we pay you in candy?
I'd rather be baseball cards.
All right.
I mean, that's an easy win.
I can negotiate that deal with you. I'm going to call the CEO, the founder of Fanatics, and I'll get you a baseball card deal in return for you GMing
the
Mets.
What is the first move, only the first move you'd make as the team president/general manager of the New York Mets?
Mm-hmm.
Sign Javi Baez.
Who's going to be your starting third baseman next year?
Mm-hmm. I'd like it to be maybe Vial or something. Vial played well. I'd keep him.
Not sure who that is, but okay.
Jonathan Villar.
Oh, Villar. Yeah. I apologize. That's my ears, not anything else. Who's our starting center fielder next year?
Brandon Nimmo.
My man, Boston Pants.
You got Craig on board.
You're good. You're good. Let me ask you a question. Would you bring back bacon on a stick?
Yeah, sure.
All right. You're hired.
That's called. Let me just give Craig that.
By the way, Zach, what grade are you in?
Fourth.
No matter. Fourth grade? I want to tell you a little bit of advice, okay?
Yeah.
You're going to have a period in your life when your friends mock you. Not because you're a bad kid or there's anything wrong with you. It's because that they're Yankee fans and you're a Met fan.
No.
Okay?
I only have like two or three friends who are Yankee fans. Everybody else is a Met fan.
Fair enough. Those two or three friends are going to try to bully you. And I want to make something clear. You stand up to those bullies, okay? You never waver.
They're
smaller than you?
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right, good. That doesn't mean they can't, kick you in the knees. So just be careful. Look out for that, all right? But when these kids get older and you get older, and they're like, yo, Zach, come on, man, be a Yankee fan, what are you going to tell them?
I will not, because the Mets have a better organization. They're more fun to watch, and they're underdogs.
Now,
the first two parts may not be true. Listen, so just go with I'm there till the end.
My friend Big Mac here has a two-word saying that he'd like you to use. When one of these Yankee fans says, hey, come be a Yankee fan, Big Mac, what do you want Zach to say to those Yankee fans?
Turn to them and say, suck it!
Okay.
Do you want to try that with us here to make sure it sounds okay?
What?
Hey, you should be a Yankee fan, Zach. What are you going to say?
Suck it.
My man. Zach, good job, buddy. Be well, stay in school, get good grades, and be nice to all the girls in your life, okay?
One thing.
Well, you're being very pushy now.
I want to be on another podcast. That's all I want to do.
Whose podcast do you want to be on?
I was on your podcast before.
You were on my podcast?
Yeah.
No, you weren't. When did I talk to you?
Spring training.
I did or Evan did?
Evan.
So now you want to be on my podcast since you did Evan's, now you want to do mine?
I don't care.
I got a better idea for you. You want to do something really crazy?
Yeah.
How about one day when you're out of school, let's say during like holiday break or something, in December, why don't you have your family bring you into the studio and you'll do a one-hour New York Mets special on the air here. How about that?
Yes.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
All right, so done. Consider it done. Kay. We're going to pick a day in December when you're off from school, okay?
Yeah.
And you'll worry about the COVID stuff off air.
Yeah.
And assuming that's all kosher with everybody and your family's okay with it, you guys will come in and we'll pick a day in from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. or 7 to 8. We'll figure it out. Yeah. You're going to do a one-hour New York Met radio show with Evan Roberts.
Okay, yes.
All right?
Yes.
All right, kiddo. I'll put you on hold so we can have your number and we'll stay in touch with your family, okay?
Thanks.
You got it. All right, that's the future Evan Roberts right there.
I'd love to do it, but why are you leaving?
Well, because I'm a Yankee fan.
I mean, you basically said, you and Evan will do the show for now, which I would gladly do.
I'll start it.
And then you're leaving. And you're like, I'm gone. I'm sorry, it's a Friday in December. I'm out.
Well, I'll bring him in. I'll have some fun. Then I'll turn it over to you.
Oh, then you'll leave.
So like at 6:45, I'll bring him in. I'll have my thing. And then at 7 o'clock, you guys will just take over.
So now I'm staying until 8 o'clock?
Yeah. One day in December. I think that kid will be great.
Oh, no, he would be. We did the podcast together, and he did a great job.
Yeah, that kid should be doing weekends now here.
He should, especially over the
like,
summer.
No, Big Mac's fine. But like a hot stove show with Zach.
How many hours would you give him?
10 minutes.
Would be 10 minutes? Now he's doing a 10-minute show.
He's 9 years old, dude.
He could do an hour.
He gets a segment.
He could do an hour.
No, he couldn't.
Wait, you just gave him an hour.
That's because you're doing it with
him. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. By the way, I am looking right now at an article dated October 26, 2021. That was yesterday.
Yes.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Jim Free, cause of death, maker of Gatorade, died at 87.
Yeah, that's not true.
Dude, I'm looking at
it. I searched Gatorade founder over and over again, and it always comes back to a gentleman named Robert Cade.
Okay, who's Dr. Jim Free?
All right, let's look him up.
How about that?
Jim Free. Who is this guy?
There you go.
I got nobody.
It says,
oh, wait,
it right
I got it, I got it, I got it.
Yeah.
It's from a website called The Social Telecast.
I'm sure that's accurate. Do-
Dr. Jim Free, cause of death, maker of Gatorade. First of all, the title is already screwed up because it says Dr. Jim and then Free
is
in lowercase.
It's coming here. 87 years old. He was part of the first ever graduating class at the University of Florida in the year 1960. He worked on a solution that replaces sweat for athletes, and later he named that solution Gatorade.
Gotcha.
Ah, so how about that?
So who is the other guy that we're talking about, Robert Cade, who comes up whenever you look at the history of Gatorade?
I have no idea, but maybe he stole all the credit from this guy.
Or maybe that guy stole it from Cade.
I don't know. Does he, you have to now take back your attack on me. I clearly got it right.
I mean, I don't know if I can go with that.
877-337-6666. Carton and Roberts on the Fan. Joe Flacco is not coming here until Friday. He will not practice with the New York Jets prior to the game on Sunday, but he will physically be in the building. They then have a day off. They have a quick practice and turnaround for their Thursday night game. Is Joe Flacco going to be their de facto quarterback just because? Mm. And how does Joe Flacco feel about being traded from the lowly Eagles to the lower Jets? Because think about it. He went from one team that ain't making the playoffs to another team that ain't making the playoffs.
He went from not playing to probably playing.
Well, then he's probably happy about it, right? Because when you get to that stage of your career, now you just want to play.
Joe Flacco, when he signed with the Philadelphia Eagles, said, I didn't come here to be a backup. I didn't come here to be a mentor. I came to play.
Right.
Joe Flacco wants to play football. In Joe Flacco's mind, he still thinks he's the Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Oh, that's great.
So if Joe Flacco gets a chance to play, Joe Flacco would rather be there. I'd venture to say he'd rather be starting with the Jets than the backup in Kansas City.
I think that's 100% right, because you want to play. Those guys and hate not
nothing,
playing.
By the way, there's nothing wrong with that.
No,
I'm not
saying
this
actually
in a negative light. Like, while I respect the quarterback who says, yeah, I want to be a mentor, I want to do this, I want to do that, you're a competitor. And in Flacco's case, for a Super Bowl winning quarterback, he wants to play.
Words coming in also that the New York Mets are asking Terry Collins if he wants to be their team president. Just kidding.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Tony Romo in a little bit of hot water right now. Just another example of everyone's extraordinarily sensitive about everything. You may have seen in the broadcast on Sunday when Tom Brady threw that 600th touchdown pass. They were, you know, one of their team reps was trying to negotiate in the moment, you know, with the guy that caught the ball. Now, that's since all been settled, but in the moment, I think we have the audio of it. Here's the CBS broadcast, Jim Nance and Tony Romo, and Tony Romo's pretending to be, you know, both guys involved in the negotiation for the ball. Play it.
So what do you want? A million? No?
Oh,
a date with Giselle. A date with Giselle and I'm in. Tom? Okay, Tom will do it. No love. One time. You got it.
All right, so that was what he said. That the guy was like, I don't care about the money. I want a date with your wife. Now, no one thought anything of it. No one said anything. And then, of course, you know, certain women's groups heard it or were told about it. And they, of course, reacted as misogynistic. It's so offensive to Giselle. And they took it so literally where he's legitimately under fire now. There are groups now calling for public apologies for sensitivity training, for the marginalization of women and objectifying, you know, another man's wife. And at some point, like, can't you just sit back and go, oh, that was funny?
He was making
like, come on,
a joke.
You're not allowed to make jokes. Ask Dave
Tom
Chappelle.
Tom Brady is not offering a date with his wife
right
to the guy. It's a joke. And by the way, it's not only a joke. It's a joke that I'd say half the people watching were thinking as well.
What do you think Brady could offer him the guy would say yes to?
Yes.
I don't know. Pictures of his wife, lunch, whatever.
I mean,
something stupid. But, like, no joke. He's going to have to respond to it
this
week.
No, he's not. I'll tell you why he's not.
You think he's just going to blow it off?
Did Terry Bradshaw ever respond?
Terry Bradshaw, I don't think, did respond.
Remember the faux controversy with Terry Bradshaw because he complimented what Aaron Andrews was wearing?
Yeah.
And we talked about it, and I said, oh, hopefully nothing. It just goes away.
Sometimes that is the answer, by the way.
But it went away.
Ignore it.
Unless I missed it, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think he ever apologized. I don't think it was ever brought up again.
Right.
So my prediction is the exact same thing will happen.
Just ignore it, move along, because there'll be something else to complain about tomorrow anyway.
No, because also, ask yourself this.
Right.
Who's actually complaining about it? Is it a lot of people?
I don't think so.
Is it five people on Twitter? Is it one group looking for attention? No one is really that upset about it. So it's just going to go away. Much like the Bradshaw stuff, there won't even be a public apology. That's my prediction. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Did you see how someone put on Twitter and they were listing what they thought were the top 11 sports talk show hosts based on knowledge in New York? Did you see that?
I did not see that.
So there's this transgendered person who loves sports talk radio who said, this is how I rank the 11 most knowledgeable or least knowledgeable. I guess depending on how you look at it.
Did you make the list?
Oh, yeah, I was 11. So I wrote, woohoo, I made the list. Like, have fun with it, right?
Yeah.
Like, just, it's one person who loves sports talk radio,
right,
listens to, you know, us and other shows and whatnot. And I thought it was funny. So I wrote, I'm so glad I made the list. I'm dead last, right?
Right?
So all these other people now chiming in like, this is brilliant, this is crap. What do you don't even know what you're talking about. How could Evan Roberts be ninth or whatever it was? It's like I thought it was funny.
That is kind of
funny. Yeah, I was hip to be on that list, man. They could have left me off the list altogether.
I made it.
I'm just happy to be in the convo, man.
Where was Big Mac on the list?
He wasn't.
Oh, he didn't make it.
No, I didn't make
man.
It.
So you know that the list is fugazi.
See, some people take it seriously.
Would you take that seriously? Are you taking it seriously?
Yeah, I think he might be.
I'm very upset about
He's
it.
Upset.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. We'll just do more shows that people need to hear more of you.
7 o'clock tonight.
You're doing 7 to 7:30 tonight?
7:20.
Wait, is tonight the Giants show? Or have
no,
you done that
tomorrow.
Already? No, that's tomorrow.
That's Thursday tomorrow?
Yeah.
Wait a second. You're doing a show tonight. The Nets are on the radio.
Oops. I'm doing from 7 to 7:20.
He leads you into Net pregame.
Oh, you're leading
I call
me
it
in?
The bridge show.
Okay, so
I'm bridging you from this wonderful
as
program.
As a diehard Brooklyn Net fan who's going to be in the car tonight at 7 o'clock, will you even mention their existence?
Yeah, I will tell you that, you know, Chris and Tim are coming to you at 7:20, and that'll be the last time I mention them.
You know, I was listening to a game the other day, and they have Kevin Durant doing a read, you know, like a lot of players will do. They'll sit down at the preseason. They'll have every single player on the team say, hey, you're listening to Brooklyn Net Basketball on WFM.
Yeah.
Or, hey, so one of the ones they Durant do was, now back to Chris and the Capper.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, he has no idea who they are.
By the way.
Or does he?
Do you know? Are you aware of this? So when they were doing those recordings, Spike, and this was a very nice gesture of him, sends to Carino, have them all say you're listening to Evan Roberts on The Fan.
That's great.
So I don't know where it is. I haven't used it.
Do we have it?
But apparently there's a James Harden saying, and he's like, I didn't include Craig in it because Craig would be like, I don't want this. I'm never going to play it. I don't care.
Yeah.
But he thought I would get a kick out of it. So
have you
somewhere.
Have you heard it yet?
I heard the Harden one.
He
sent
did.
It to me and said,
hey, this is James Harden.
Yeah, it's like, hey, this is James Harden. You're listening to Evan Roberts on The Fan.
So you should use that on Saturday.
I should, and I don't know where they are. Do they exist anywhere?
He's looking for him right now. That's interesting how Spike would try to get in between us and divide us.
You think that's what he was trying to do?
Drive a wedge between us.
Uh-huh.
Because you know what's going to happen.
What?
It's going to happen the other way at some point. You'll be offended by it.
I would never.
And now
be
we're creating this separation between two partners.
Craig, I got good news.
Why
for
couldn't
you.
He say this? You listen to Carton and Roberts.
I have good news. I never get offended by anything, but I have a funny feeling you're offended right now.
I'm not. I don't care.
You're not offended?
I wouldn't want to hear a Net player talking
you
about
you. You wouldn't want to hear Kevin Durant, one of the greatest hoopers in the history of the sport, say your name?
Nope.
You don't want to hear Kevin Durant in that beautiful voice say the name Craig Carton.
Not really.
You don't want that?
I mean, and it's just not, I'm not motivated by it. And I'll tell you why. Because I had the greatest one of all time.
You know who I think is funny is that Craig Clark.
Yeah, top that. It ain't like, he's saying you got good handle or you can shoot the three.
And the truth is, Jerry Seinfeld knows who you are when he's saying that.
Right.
Kevin Durant is just reading from a script.
Right. You know who I think is funny is that Craig Clark.
Thank you, Jerry. Yeah, so I win.
Does he still think you're funny, though?
I don't know. I think Jerry Seinfeld, he left the station for a while during COVID.
He
did not listen the way he used to listen.
Right, right.
I think during COVID, which makes sense. A lot of people's lives were, you know, their daily routine was changed.
I don't think anybody was listening during COVID.
I mean, I could go back and check for it if you want.
I lived it. I know it.
Yeah, I think, here's Doug in Connecticut on the Fan. Hey, Doug, what's going on?
Good afternoon, men.
Yes, sir.
I just want to give Evan a lot of credit because he has to fact check everything you say now. Yesterday was the Buffalo Bills.
It's true.
Today it's Gatorade.
Yeah, well, I got that
and
right.
It's just, if I had listened to you, or I wish I didn't listen to you years ago when you told me Bill Gates knew nothing about computers.
Well, I got that one wrong. Or
Jeff Bezos knew nothing about shipping.
I got that wrong, too. Yeah.
And Mark Zuckerberg had no idea what social media was.
That's probably my biggest one. That's the biggest.
Besides that, you're dead on.
I've had a great run other than that.
Thank you, Doug.
Appreciate it, buddy. Be good. That is funny. There ought to be someone out there that probably did say those things, too.
The one thing
you... Elton John can't sing.
The one thing I'll give you, the one thing you are right about, as much as it pains me to say, is the results of the SNY Fan Choice poll, which was sponsored by Dunkin'. It's time to get back, New York. So come to Dunkin' for the boost you need to get back running all the way back to the beach. We asked, what is the best way to refer to the Brooklyn Nets home arena? And we gave you three choices. Barclays, the Clays, which I refer to it as now, or MSG South.
Yeah.
And the winner in overwhelming fashion was...
Barclays.
Barclays. Yeah. 62%, 21% join me with the Clays, and 17% go with MSG South.
Yeah, I think you're doing the Clays a disservice by saying
it. Stop it.
I'm being serious.
Because I'm that lame, I'm that geeky, that me saying it ruins it. Kevin effing Durant calls it that.
Yeah.
The Nets now call it that, including the owner.
Come on, the Nets
call it that.
Every
Net fan on Twitter calls it that.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry that Nick fan numero uno.
Yeah.
Mr. Nick fan.
Thank you.
Mr. Knicks Bulls tomorrow night. Oh, my God, the biggest game in decades.
What's right?
I'm sorry that you don't like what we call our arena. You can call your arena, you do, the world's most famous arena.
I mean, it is.
What's it famous for? Triple H going over?
Circus.
Like, what's it famous for?
Mm-hmm.
Hulk Hogan winning the title?
The circus.
What's it famous for? The circus?
Sure.
What's it
Harlem
famous
Globe
for?
Trotters.
What's it famous for? Chanting F. Trey Young?
In part.
So you can call it whatever you want to call it.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to call our building the Clays.
Here's the difference, Evan. And just to show, once again, reiterate where the Nets are in the landscape of New York.
Here we go again.
You and your buddy Kevin Durant, the Clays. It's not caught on. No one's using that. The poll proves that. Meanwhile, some random guy on 7th Avenue a week ago looks into a camera that no one knows is even recording and utters the phrase, bingo bongo.
No, he knew it was recording, dude.
And next thing you know, bingo bongo is all the rage in New York. Evan Fournier after last night's game. Great win. Bingo bongo. One guy, one Knicks fan on the streets of Manhattan says, bingo bongo. Next thing you know, we've got ourselves a thing.
Bing bong. It's bing bong.
Not ding dong.
I wanted to correct you the entire
knucklehead.
Time. It's bing bong.
Bingo
bing
bongo.
Bong. No, that's what the guy said.
I know, bing bong. I go bingo bongo.
Oh, you all changed it?
Bing bong. Yeah. You guys have the best player in the world saying something, and no one's buying into it. We have one drunk on the streets of New York going, bing bong.
No, no,
next
no,
thing
no.
you know, it's a
you,
thing.
You guys
That's
as Knicks fans are buying
bing
into
bong.
It.
Bing
and
bong.
You, and you outnumber us, no doubt.
Bing
us
bong.
Net fans that you ignore the existence of,
yeah.
we've acknowledged and picked up on the Clays.
No, you just
so
lost
you
your
guys
own poll.
Do, that, okay, based on what?
Bing bong.
Now,
bing bong.
Now
Who
you
is
trust
it?
The poll? By the way, which is dumber, bing bong or Knicks tape? Up to you.
Excuse me?
Which one was dumber, bing bong or Knicks tape? It's up to you.
I like bing bong.
So
bing bong, because then you have to say,
bong.
Who is it?
But did you see how they're using it to troll you already? The Orlando Magic tweeted out Bing Bong.
Yeah, I saw that. That's right. Because it shows how relevant the Knicks are. Everything Knick-related goes viral.
They beat the Knicks. That's why they tweeted it. They weren't doing it randomly.
Everything goes viral with the Knicks because they are New York's
team. Do you think the Nets will have more than 15,000 in their building tonight or probably less or the same?
Who do they play tonight?
Miami.
Oh, yeah. That's a big game. Big game. Yeah, I think they'll be in that ballpark.
So you think they'll
have
the Knicks?
I don't think they sell out.
No, I don't think they'll sell out either.
Yeah, listen, they'll be north of 14,000. I'd be shocked if they're not.
No, but will they be higher than the Knicks crowd last night? Knicks probably Sixers, not. Big night, prime
probably
time TV.
Probably not. Like, I don't know, are there going to be protests outside the building again?
There weren't for the game the other night.
There wasn't, right?
No.
There you go. What was their crowd that night, by the way?
It wasn't great. It was 14-9.
That's against the Hornets.
Yeah. No, that opening night. Oh, I'm sorry. Opening night sold out. Opening day sold out. It was 17, whatever.
Right.
The next game, they got 14-9.
It's not bad,
the Knicks got 15-1 or whatever.
Bad. So I would think they'd probably do about the same. Maybe a little less.
Why do you think
so
both teams,
Wednesday night?
It's great. Both teams are not drawing. What do you think the reason is? Because people aren't in the city?
I think I think something we came up in our conversation last week, which I put more stock into. More for the Knicks, but it has to affect the Nets also. And that is, the corporations that have tickets,
right,
who have employees that just are not physically in the city anymore. That has to have an impact. Now,
yeah, I definitely think that's it.
Both teams, I do think, are kind of recession-proof and COVID-proof, meaning 15,000 is a lot of people in New York. You can make the other argument. It sucks because we always sell out from a Knicks perspective. And the Nets were probably about 14,000, I think, in the last year or two, right, when they had fans. But I do think there's something to be said that for the corporations that got tickets, they have empty offices.
I think there's a positive to all this. And I think Knicks fans will agree with me. I'm going to compliment you. I'm not busting balls anymore. Despite the fact that last night was a really small crowd at the Garden, there are more real fans in the building than ever before.
I buy that.
So I think the place still had that energy, still had that loudness. And so even though, and I think this is going to be a problem for a few months, I do. I think by the spring, it's going to start to be back.
Well,
I think there'll be more people in the city.
Bing bong, who is it? Football will be done. Baseball wouldn't have started yet. And you're going to have, knock on wood, both teams are firmly into a playoff spot. And that's when the fringe fans come back out.
Right.
People start talking about them more. And I agree. I think when we get into the spring, there's no doubt. Listen, you've said it a million times. You're right. Net games don't, quote unquote, matter till April because you're there. I think the Knicks are clearly a playoff team this year, like last year. But, there's a different feel for them this year maybe because we think we're better than we were a year ago. But when we get to March, April, and you got, let's say 10, 15 games left, I think basketball will be huge.
But you know what? It's kind of unfortunate. We're going to have to wait for this. Imagine a scenario where tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden, the Knicks are playing the Nets.
Yeah, it's sold out and it's crazy
town. And it'd be excitement. Rocket. There'd be that juice.
No doubt.
And we got to wait a little bit before we get that.
You going to go to that game?
I am going to go to all the Knicks-Nets games.
You are going to go. All right, just checking on that.
I always do.
I want to make sure.
I've always admitted this long before the Nets were this or the Knicks were that. Knicks-Nets is a big deal to me because we are the little guy in town.
Bigger now than it's ever been because they're both good.
Yeah. Yeah,
right?
I know.
Like the rivalry works much better when they're both good.
But I can play a card that C-Max played before, and hear me out on this. So when the Mets would play the Yankees, not that.
Oh.
When the Mets would play the Yankees and the Mets would get a dramatic victory against the Yankees in the Subway Series, guys like C-Max walking out of Yankee Stadium or Shea Stadium or Citi Field would look at us and say,
he coughed.
Sorry. Congratulations, you won your World Series. So if the Knicks beat the Nets, I could play that card. I could say,
why don't you be
congratulations,
original? Come up with your own card.
You won your NBA finals.
Okay.
I may get to do that.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to be on 7th Avenue after the game if the Knicks do that.
Big bong!
I'm just going to be on Big Bong!
Dude, I got to tell you, if I end up at the Garden, and I will in February, because that's when they play, and the Knicks play the Nets, and the Knicks win, leaving that arena is going to be a problem.
For you.
Yes.
Bing bong.
And for the other 700 Net fans who showed up. It is going to be a problem.
No doubt.
And I acknowledge that.
Goodbye, SNY. We'll see you tomorrow again, of course. Thank you to Grubhub for making that happen. 877-337-6666.
Will you protect me? Like, will you walk out the garden with your arm around me?
No.
You'll be screaming bing-bong into the camera?
I'll be bing-bonging in your face. First, I'm going to find Big Zoo, take a hit of whatever he's smoking.
Big Zoo.
Then I'm going to throw back some type of a beer he's drinking. And then I'm going to go out with Big Zoo yelling bing-bong.
Bing-bong!
And I'm going to call attention to the fact there's a Nets fan! Go get him!
Hey, I got news for you. I won't be the only one. I will not be the only one.
Misery
in
loves
building.
Company, Evan. All right. Joe and Luke coming right up. Your calls as well. 877-337-6666. We got another hour to play. The latest on the Jets. The New York Mets have been rebuffed again. Another candidate has said no, or at least didn't get permission to talk to them. Will they promote from within? There's a lot of people saying yes. If they do, we know who it's going to be. We'll give you his name right after this on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.